From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda says no evidence so far in the medical benefits inquiry can conclude wrongdoing by his ministers. Barbados may benefit from its tax treaty with the U.S. as American firms seek to dodge their own tax man. And the U.S. administration acknowledges that it met with opponents of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez in recent months. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Lester Byrd says officers and not ministers may be culpable in alleged abuses of the country's medical insurance scheme. Mr. Byrd has been defending his colleagues against allegations of misbehavior that have been made before an inquiry into the medical benefit scheme. Last month, the lead prosecutor described the program's funding of overseas medical treatment as an engine of fraud. And yesterday, Bruce Goodwin, a spokesman for a group of civic organizations, complained that the government had not paid in $120 million East Caribbean dollars of public service deductions into the scheme. But Mr. Byrd told BBC Caribbean Report that an audit conducted by a Commonwealth expert actually shows that the benefit scheme will be in arrears to the government and not the other way around. This is the result of a 1998 law which made the scheme responsible for funding health infrastructure.
The first indication is that by the end of last year, instead of $120 million being owed, the reconciliation showed that $20 million